Okay. So you know what I was noticing today? None of the sort of meal subscription companies are at Fancy this year. Last year, HelloFresh was there, Blue Apron was there, Sunbasket was there, potentially others, but those are the ones that come top of my mind. So why do you think none of them are here, or there's not that emphasis on quick and easy ways to help the home chef?
Well, first of all, I'm wondering if those particular companies didn't come because they don't need it.
Okay.
Maybe they're doing fine
without having to rely on the sales data. Isn't quite what they anticipated.
And I think the novelty factor of that is starting to wear off for some of us.
Do you have friends that use any of those?
Oh, absolutely.
Me too.
I have neighbors that are, you know, religiously get those meal packs. I don't.
And I have a friend that gets them twice a week.
Yeah.
But she's a fabulous cook and loves to cook and does cook, but just needs a little extra support Monday through Friday.
And right. That's what she relies on it for. I think that's great. And I don't want to disparage those products and those companies, but I'm wondering if maybe they just didn't see us as the conduit for increased sales.
Sure. Or do you think that they would think that we wouldn't speak of them the way we just did? And is that part of the reason why they didn't come back?
It's really a good question. That's a good question. But you're right, as far as supporting the home cook, there's precious little out there this year that's, even though some of the sessions are, you know, sessions are around mindfulness and, you know, how to get your skills back and things like that. I mean, I think there's education sessions for us to attend.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Yeah, the educational sessions, there's always this underlying thing. Like, isn't this, this is a problem that people can't cook anymore. And what are we going to do about it? And how can we support? And how can we teach? And what are some different ways to get this to be rejuvenated among consumers? And yet on our floor of products, maybe it's because those things aren't new. What are they going to say? But
I just think it's interesting that, and maybe there is no space in between, but when I really consider what was on the floor today of products that they want us to note and maybe sell in our stores or remind people of, it's either on the go or just traditional, like cook this pasta, try this sauce.
Or their snacks.
Yeah, but there wasn't a lot in between of, like, say, a microwavable steam in a bag item.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other, maybe
think about
innovation in the kitchen. There's no one here with innovative, like, prep products or cook products.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. It just puts us in a, I always see that exhibit floor as a reflection of what they think we are doing out there when we're not in a conference 8 hours a day, 3 days in a row.
And you don't think it's especially accurate?
No, I do not. I don't.
You mean you're not recommending food in a pouch, like, all day long?
No. I mean, when I think about what people are asking me in the supermarket, especially come 4 o'clock on Monday, is, Allie, I don't know what to cook tonight.
Yeah.
What can I pull together? What do you recommend?
What's quick?
You know, I'm not sure there's a lot here that represents that answer for me.
There's a few things. I think some of your pasta things, but
I don't think anything
innovative as far as really supportive.
Right.
Or new.
Right.
I mean, there's, you know, we were talking about trends, and yes, there are more plant protein options that show up in a variety of ways, but that's not really a new.
No.
The product itself is not new. It's just putting plant protein into things that are already there. So yeah, it's too bad. We're gonna have to figure out a different way to do that.
Right.
We gotta educate those consumers and get them excited about cooking again, because frankly, this stuff wouldn't do it. You're right. These products aren't really gonna say, yay, let's go cook again.
Right. No, I agree.
It's not.